say to the people who say there's too much money being spent on Iraq and Saddam Hussein?
I just completely disagree. We've got a job to defend this country in the war on terror, and we've got a job to bring aid and comfort to the people of the Gulf Coast, and we'll do both.
I'll never forget, I went to one of the shelters in Shreveport, Louisiana, and I met a man named Daniel Webster. I will never forget him. And he was sitting there, and he said to me, he said, you know, Reverend, he said, my wife was wheelchair bound. When I heard the storm coming, I ran to the door, and I knew I was in trouble because I took my finger and I tapped the doorknob, and I tasted the water. It was salt water, so I knew that the waters from the river was coming. He said, so but before I could run back to where my wife was, I looked outside and saw my car floating. And before I could reach my wife, the door came off the hinges and water was everywhere. He said, I finally grabbed a chair and pushed her up to the roof of the house. And I held as long as I could, and I couldn't hold no longer. And I watched my wife's wheelchair just go with the flow and watch her drown as a tree branch held me for 12 hours. He said, the only thing I don't know is why God didn't just let me die. I have nothing to live for. These are the kinds of things we had to listen to. And then turn on the news that night, and George Bush and Michael Brown are talking politics. They didn't have information. They were waiting on reports. They could have done what we did. Go right there and talk to the people. Activate the National Guard. Activate the military. Oh, I forgot. They were in Iraq making democracy free for those abroad, while those at home had nothing.
Seeing any water in the streets where you are now?
Yes, it's actually up to the top step, and we have.
How many steps do you have?
We only have four, and we have 12 people in the house, including the senior citizen and two babies.